And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the kingdom and the house of Jacob forever. There shall be no end to this kingdom. Then said Mary unto the angel, Well, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah. And then Mary entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass Mary entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told from the Lord. And Mary abode with her for about 3 months, and then returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shown great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on those things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And it came to pass in those days that went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn. See, we should. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon the shepherds. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring with you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away into the heavens, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept these things in her heart and pondered them. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And he said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for this it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not thou least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people in Israel. And then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go, search diligently for the young children, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over the young child. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary and his mother. They fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he the baby up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was also Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there thou until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I have called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "In Ramah there was a voice heard, lamentations and weeping and a great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not." But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared again in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life." And he arose, he took the young child and his mother and came back to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene."
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know? See,
Well, first of all, we want to say thanks to Laurel. There is 22 listed in your bulletin, and if we missed your child in the bulletin, that's because it's hard to get them in one place to know if we have 22 or 25. So we hope that we got your child's name in the bulletin. And if not, we apologize. But we thank you for letting them participate. We thank Laurel for her leadership. You noticed headbands. You noticed bells. And you noticed outfits. And all sorts of time and effort put into this production. And we appreciate her leadership. We thank Jennifer Betts for helping out. We thank Cheryl Lucas for helping out with these older kids in these last two songs. And helping us present the gospel. Let me just briefly share with you something about children. Or I should say about when I was a child, and I think sometimes my experience is much like yours. When we were kids growing up in the church, there was a song that we would sing, "Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go." Remember that? "Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do." Patrick, would you get John 3:16 ready? Through 21, after the verse that I already have there, John 3:16 through 21. And we would hear that song, and we would be scared. I mean, that was the purpose of the song. It didn't say it, but what we heard in our minds was, be careful what you do, or God's going to whack you over the head, and you know. Isaiah said, "I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and when I saw him, I recognize my sinfulness." And I understand there's a part of that. I understand that when we see God, that we need to be gravitated toward his holiness, and that pulls us upward. But in John, here's the verse we've been using for the last few weeks. "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." I'm not saying this is the whole story and why God did it, but I'm saying this is part of it. We have a misunderstanding of a one-sided God, the God of judgment. Yes, there's a God of judgment. Yes, there's a God of holiness, and he wants us to be holy. Yes, I understand that. But that's just one side. God is fully developed, and he didn't want us to only have that one understanding. And I think the best way, had to be the best way, because this is the way he chose. It said, "And God made his dwelling among us." And for him to change that perspective and give us that balance, he could have just come fully presented as the King of Kings. And that will come. It will be full circle. And he will set in judgment again. But he wanted us to know something different, and so he came and he dwelt among us. And here's what John 3:16 says, and I want to read this, the whole passage, because I think we need the full understanding. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Here's the next verse. "For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world." That's the impression that we get, right? Oh, be careful hands, oh, be careful feet, you know. And yes, there's a place for that. But God didn't send his Son into the world to continue that message, but the full message that we can be saved from those behaviors. And here's what verse 18 says. "Whoever believes in him is not condemned. But whoever does not stands condemned already." Not because God condemns us, but because we are condemned already in the state that we are in. We stand condemned. But Jesus said, to save you from that condemnation, I'm going to send my Son. Not to condemn you anymore, but to save you from it. Listen to what it goes on to say. This is the verdict. This is what happened. Light has come to the world. That's what Advent is about. Jesus coming to the world as light. But people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Next verse. "Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly what they have done has been done in the sight of God. And so, yes, God does see, and God does know, but God doesn't want us to stay condemned. He wants us to be saved. And it came through a message of a child. I think today there are some of us that need to receive a message of the child. A gentle child. Innocent child. Yeah, he grew up, and yeah, he's coming back. But in the meantime, we have this opportunity to walk into the light. Would you stand with me? I'd like you to bow your heads today. We want to make it simple because that's what God wanted to do, to make it simple for us. As your heads are bowed, is there anybody today that say, I want to walk out of here into the light. I know my deeds are evil. I know I am standing condemned, not because God, but because of sin. And I want to receive the Savior of the world so that when he does come back, he'll be my King and Lord. Anyone like that? Say, today is the day I'm going to make that decision. Anyone like that today? Lord, as we exit this place today, may we not only see a kids program, but may we see the act that changed the world. And may, Lord, we walk into that act. May we walk into it ourselves so that we will be part of that ultimate change. Change in our lives, change in the lives of the sinful humanity. And that one day we will walk into perfect unity and a perfect place with you. We thank you for this day that we can be reminded of that in these joyous ways. And so we give you thanks today for this opportunity that you once again gave us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Thanks for coming. Hopefully we see you Christmas Eve.